Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dr. Tanja Williams, superintendent of Buffalo Public Schools, sent out a letter today detailing the plans for the bell-to-bell cell phone ban district-wide in Buffalo Public Schools starting next school year. I don't know if you got the chance to read the letter or know about the plan, but your initial thoughts in terms of what you are understanding of what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I did read the letter, and I think this would be my main emphasis. The devil is in the details. So I think it's going to come down to the enforcement of the policy. If you have a policy and have no consequences when the policy is broken, and when I say consequences, you know, I'm all about calling home. I'm all about talking to, talking to the parents, calling home, doing all of those, taking all those steps. But, you know, after a while, if that does not work, what do you do? So I think having clear consequences and kind of progressive consequences. Hey, the first time, you know, we're going to remind you of the policy. It's a new law. You know, we want to get people familiar with the law. But, you know, if people, students violate that policy, you know, if it's just call home, call home, call home, call home, and there's never any other consequence, you know, that exhausts a lot of resources in the school and a lot of time away from actual education of students. So I would say, you know, I hope the Board of Education really develops a clear and concise, if you do not follow policy, this will be the consequences. So that would be number one. Also, I would say this. I know there's some parents who will be upset with this, but I'm going to really stress to parents, if you have 2.5 hours or more of screen time per day as like a young adult, someone who's young people, 6, 7, 8, and young adults who are, you know, getting close to 15, 16, you're 51% more likely, 51% more likely to have anxiety and depression as an adult. I don't think people truly understand how poisonous phones are and social media, too much of it. And we're seeing some students who are, you know, on their devices, you know, all day long at school, and then they go home and then, you know, they're playing video games all night, etc. That is so damaging to their brain, to their social and emotional wellness. I would ask parents, would you give your son or daughter poison? And every parent would say, of course not. But that's what you're doing when you allow them to have an electronic device, you know, all day long. And I'll tell you this, it's a serious problem at my school. I mean, I cannot compete with social media. I cannot compete with TikTok. And if I have to stop every 2 minutes to tell someone to put their phone away or give me your phone, it's exhausting after a while if you don't have support. if your administrative team is walking around the building and, you know, they pop in, hey, does anyone need their cell phone, you know, removed, or everyone, you know, that's important. So administrative support is huge for, you know, implementing this new law. But, you know, we'll all come down to consequences and, you know, having a system in place. You know, will the students walk in and hand in their cell phone when they come in, or put it in a, you know, special location? And what if they don't do that? What if they don't comply? Then what? And I think in Buffalo, if you talk to most teachers, many teachers believe, you know, again, none of us became teachers to suspend students. That's not what we're looking for. But this is a school. It's not a nightclub. You know, it's not your house. It's a school, and people are here to learn. And if you don't follow the rules, there needs to be a consequence, which eventually leads to suspension. The reason you have suspensions is because you put it on the parent after you've exhausted everything possible in the school. So this idea that parents don't really have a responsibility to, you know, encourage their son or daughter to follow the rules in school, I think we've gotten away from that in Buffalo, and we need to come back to logic, reason, and common sense. And, you know, if you don't want your son or daughter to get suspended eventually after we've exhausted everything else in the school, calling home, you know, whatever you want to do, a circle to try and work things out, you know, if they get suspended, that's eventually on you. And, you know, you have to impose consequences at home. For example, maybe you need to take their cell phone away. So I would say the devil's in the details. How are they going to enforce the law? And will there be real consequences, not call home 730 times for one student and, you know, you get nowhere? So that would be my main concern. But I'm very happy for the law, and I'm just speaking for myself. I know some teachers do use cell phones in their classroom, but I don't think, you know, for the most part, all of our students, for the most part, have computers. I think they need to make sure if students forget their computers, there's extra computers in each classroom that you know, they could use temporarily. But I'm a big fan of this law, but a lot of New York State laws are paper tigers and they have no teeth. And if that's the case, don't waste my time. Don't waste the school's time if you're not going to have consequences. So that's what I'm hopeful for, to see, you know, what the actual policy is going to be in our schools. So we know the law has been passed, but how will it be implemented in the city of Buffalo? That remains to be seen.
Anything else you want to add that we haven't discussed?
You know, I just turned 50. I survived school without a cell phone. If my parents needed to get a hold of me, they called the school. And I would just stress to parents who are against this law that ask yourself this question: would you give your son or daughter poison? No parent's going to say yes, but that's exactly what you're doing by letting them have their cell phones all day in school. You know, all sorts of things negative have skyrocketed since the introduction of social media. So if you look, when social media first came on the scene, if you look at the number of students self-harming themselves, social and emotional, you know, horrible issues happening, suicides going up, it all correlates to the introduction of social media to young people. So I would just stress to parents, you would not give your son or daughter poison, then you should support this law, and you should back us up, teachers and administrators, in holding your son or daughter accountable to follow the new law. Because, you know, we have to follow the law. We don't have a choice. So please support us in doing so. That would be my message to parents.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.